2024 December Semi-Annual Training. Week 22. Day 4. Morning Nourishment. Ephesians 2:14. For he himself is our peace, he who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition, the enmity. Colossians 2:14. Wiping out the handwriting in ordinances, which was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. Although we may like certain practices, we should not insist on them. If we insist on a particular practice, we make it an ordinance that separates and creates enmity. Christians have been divided by ordinances, such as the various ordinances concerning baptism or the use of musical instruments. To insist on any practice is to cause division. Hence, we must not have any ordinances. On the cross of Christ, all ordinances were abolished. Because ordinances create enmity and division, we must deal with them very seriously. It is possible for ordinances to become a cause of hatred even among those who have been close to one another. Therefore, we must repudiate all ordinances and go along with the practices of the saints, as long as these practices do not involve anything sinful, immoral, or idolatrous. Although we may not approve of certain practices, we should go along with them in order to give no ground for ordinances. Christ broke down the middle wall of partition between the Jews and the Gentiles by abolishing the law of the commandments and ordinances. When he was crucified on the cross, all the ordinances were nailed there. The law spoken of in Ephesians 2:15 is not the law of the moral commandments but the law of the ritual commandments, such as the ordinances of circumcision, keeping the Sabbath, and eating certain foods. Today's reading. Ordinances are the forms or ways of living and worship. We need to be careful not to make our way of living or worship an ordinance. At the same time, we should not regard what others do as ordinances. If we all practice this, there will be no problems. Due to the improvements in transportation and communication, the people of the world are becoming intermingled more and more. This is under the sovereignty of the Lord so that he can have the new man, the proper church life which includes all different peoples. Therefore, concerning our way of life, we all must learn not to impose requirements on others and not to have any ordinances. The differences among the peoples began at Babel. In God's economy in the church life, we must overcome Babel. Our very language can become an ordinance. When we stay for a long period of time in another country or even live there, we should, if possible, learn the language of the people there and not insist on our native tongue. As the redeemed and recovered ones, those who have been transferred into Christ and into the church life, we must learn to hate the differences that divide the peoples. The worldly people regard cultural differences as a mark of prestige. But in Christ we have all lost this prestige. Now our only prestige is Christ and the genuine oneness. We should not have a prestige unique to our locality or meeting hall. We all need to exercise ourselves to go along with others. As long as a certain practice does not involve idolatry or immorality, there is nothing wrong with it. Do not hold on to your prestige. If we are willing to let go of our cultural pride, it will be possible for the Lord to have the proper church life. The breaking down of the middle wall of partition is for the new man, the commonwealth of God, the household of God, and the building of God's dwelling place. If we keep our differences, it will be impossible to have the church life in these four aspects. Christianity is filled with the divisive differences among the various peoples. For this reason, it is impossible for Christians outside the recovery to have the church life. For the sake of the church life, all the differences must be under our feet. This is the end of today's morning revival.